If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Former Steelers offensive coordinator Todd Haley on NFL Network Radio reacting to the bombshell. Mike Tomlin got up this morning, drove to the Steelers facilities, probably for the last time, and said, I'm out. I'm done. I don't want to coach here anymore, and resigned. Told his team he wasn't going to be their coach. We don't know if it shocked them. We haven't really had a chance to talk to many. I've got a couple text messages out and haven't heard back, which is not really surprising on that front. I think there might be some startled Steelers who are like, wait, what? And maybe others who were made aware. I've got some theories on that, like Cam Hayward and maybe even Aaron Rodgers, who could have been tipped off that this was coming. But either way, you didn't. We told you at 2:05, and everything we planned on talking about, like the Steelers' playoff loss last night, their worst home playoff loss ever, has been put on the furthest back burner of all time. I don't think we'll spend any time ever really talking about that playoff game the way that we've talked about past playoff games, because now it's about what's next and about what happened with Mike Tomlin here, his decision to basically say, I'm taking my ball and going home. There is a couple of updates here on like where the Steelers interview search for a next head coach may lead. I don't think it's a coincidence at all that one big name has pulled himself out of the running again. In the last few minutes, Adam Schefter has tweeted, coincidentally, in air quotes, that Marcus Freeman has alerted Notre Dame people again that he is not taking an NFL job and he will return as the Fighting Irish coach in 2026. I think that he would have been maybe not at the top of the Steelers list, but he strikes me as a guy that would fit their mold as a next head coach. Young, defensive side of the ball, a leader of men type from a fine Catholic institution like Notre Dame, the Rooney family running the team.
The last parts of that are just so asinine, and I say that not because you're bringing them up, but because I know that they absolutely would influence the decision-making
process. The Steelers job came open a few hours ago. Why else would Adam Schefter get tipped off by Marcus Freeman and his people that he's staying at Notre Dame? Is it possible that he was contacted by the Steelers in the last few hours and said thanks, but no thanks? I would say yes. Here's another name that has just been brought to my attention from somebody inside the Steelers family. Mike McCarthy.
No thanks. Why?
Not even an interview?
No. How old is he?
Older than Mike.
He's in his 60s.
I'm going to say late 50s. Maybe I'm going to say he's 61.
62.
62? Keeps himself in good shape.
He does. Round.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's a, you know, he's not doing any bodybuilding competitions or Pilates classes.
Thank you, Donnie. I can see you laughing through the glass. Man, I got Undertaker'd there. I thought that was a snappy one, and he just no-sold it.
What do you mean I know? I reacted to it. Completely reacted to it by talking. He's not, okay, so that's felt, all
yeah,
right?
Chris, he's not Lou Ferrigno in his prime.
Yeah, come
he's
on, man. What's that body shame Mike McCarthy
Mike
here?
Mike McCarthy had a trio of 12-5 seasons. I'm not dismissing him because I think he can't coach. I think he can coach. I just really would rather hire somebody, since we know the Steelers hire people to be here for like 15 years bare minimum.
Yeah.
That isn't in his early 60s. And also, Mike McCarthy has, seven seasons that he had as a coach.
Yeah.
He won one playoff game.
Okay, so, like...
And he did that with Aaron Rodgers still in his prime.
So, are you admitting that you are a little bit ageist when it comes to...
Yes.
Who, okay, so...
Yeah, I don't care. I'll admit
fine.
That openly.
All right, so here is why I would disagree with you on that. You would not even consider Cignetti? I absolutely 100% would. I'd call him. I'd see if he's interested. I'd at least want to sit him down and talk to him.
I would 100%. I would put aside my ageism only because Kurt Cignetti is doing right now in real time what I consider to be probably the greatest coaching job in the history of college football.
Yes.
And his staff appears to all be really good too.
So I would want to, even though it's been a rough transition for a lot of guys from college to the pros lately, your Matt Rules of the world, people like that. He would 100% be on my list of candidates for this job.
So if the Rooneys reached out and said, what qualifies you to be the Steelers head coach, would he just say, I win, Google me?
Google me. And Art's like, what's
Art's
Google?
Probably using Lycos or
Alta
Vista
still.
Did you
hear the post? That's going on. Where am I going to rate my good buddy, Jerry Dulac?
Is Art putting, would Art put an ad in the classifieds? Seeking head coach, Pittsburgh Steelers football team, pay negotiable.
I'm not
coaching staff size, not negotiable.
I was going to say that's one way to keep Aaron Rodgers, but I don't actually think Aaron Rodgers wants to play for Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy got fired as Packers coach while Rodgers was still very much in the prime of his career.
Yeah, and I think Aaron had something to do with that. I think he speaks respectfully of Mike, obviously, but I don't think he'd want to play for him again. That name
just does not do a lot for me, though.
But I think he'll 100% get an interview.
Probably. I mean, I think they're going to interview...
He's a Super Bowl winning coach who's available, who's from Pittsburgh.
Do you
My
think they're going
to
interview Brian Flores?
Yes.
Do you think they're going
to
interview Jesse Minner?
Yes, they will, because he's a Mike disciple, and Mike, like, almost made it seem like the Chargers game was secondary to putting Jesse Minner on a pedestal as a coach. And even though their offense was they lost that game because their offense stunk. Not to say the Chargers' defense wasn't good and a main reason why, but he like wanted people to know that the reason why they lost that game was because of Jesse Minter's coaching acumen.
Do you want to know somebody I'd like to see them interview, and I don't know if they will? Randall L. I'd just like to see what he would say in the interview. He's listed as an assistant head coach in addition to being wide receivers coach.
Yeah, look where he's been, Detroit and Chicago.
I wouldn't hate...
Following Ben Johnson around, that ain't bad.
I wouldn't hate Randall L. getting an interview.
I agree with that. I like that idea. Here's Will next. Hello, Will.
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm behind the enemy lines in Baltimore.
Man, are we going to get a call from Cincinnati next?
Steelers
How about somebody
Nation
out in Oakland who's in their 80s who remembers the Steelers and Raiders in the 70s?
Well, I've been a fan for 47 of my 57 years, and no offense to Mike. I mean, nothing against the guy personally, but I think all this comes down to his ego. The way that he was blowing kisses and banging his chest when they were winning these last couple games, I don't think his ego would have allowed him to survive an offseason of everyone roasting him day in and day out for the Steelers sucking so bad and getting blown out in the playoff game and then having no playoff win.
Yeah, but he's endured that offseason for years now. I mean, that happened just
not
this
like
last
it is
offseason.
This year. This year's been the worst it's ever been.
I think it gets a little bit worse incrementally. Every year it does. It was bad 2 years ago. It got worse last year. It got even worse now, or would have gotten even worse now. Because just one more year. Just one more year of pain and suffering, having to live through that again. But I don't think that that's the reason. It does, like, to the caller's point, though. Like, when he did that celebration after the game, did he do it knowing, like, wow, in my last year, I got to get one more last laugh on John Harbaugh and the Ravens. I got to twist the knife one more time.
If you believe him, he's never thinking even that far ahead. He's just in the moment.
I can't believe that, because by that logic, he
made the decision when he woke up.
Yeah,
literally. When the morning
eggs
show
and bacon and was like, you know what? I don't think I want to coach anymore.
When the morning show started, he was going to be the Steelers coach. By the time he heard Austin and Joe finish their show, he said, I've had all I can take.
Can I tell you something? The only way that would be true, in my opinion, is if he went into Art's like beginning of like exit interview, end of season debriefing, and he got some kind of information that just made him say, you know what? I don't want to coach anymore.
I think for how much we are led to believe that he and Art were always on a similar page and kept a good line of communication, and how much Art openly talked of his respect for him.
Yep.
It would have had to have been a bombshell where Art woke up on the wrong side of the bed and chose violence. I just can't.
Would you count him
would have to completely blindside him.
Would you say him telling him the options not getting picked up, would that be bombshell?
I'll answer that this way. I can't imagine that they didn't already have substantive conversations where Tomlin knew the outcome of that one way or the other before that playoff game. Like, I would think they win that division and they might have had, even in the week leading up to a playoff game.
I mean, it would have. I can't fathom Art, though, saying to him before this game, hey, if you beat the Texans, we'll pick up
the
option.
Maybe that was like the culmination of it. Like, they might have been discussing it briefly throughout the year. Art's the owner. He can pop in any time and go, so, that option.
Yeah, we're over it. We're not doing it. Here is Dave in Trafford. Hello, Dave.
What's going on, gents? How we doing?
We're pretty good. The Steelers are going to have a new head coach and a fresh start and a new beginning, which we've been dying for.
Yeah, don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you, right?
Okay. In your ass, pony.
Yeah, I got it now. We're good.
All right. And then, at any rate, I was on the McCarthy wagon until you guys kind of talked that through. So I guess I'll spin this at you. What do we think about old number 7 coming back as OC? Come on.
5-12, Donnie. First one. Big Ben.
So we've gotten that. I'm still waiting on the call for Danny Smith to be the team's head coach. Choose Sponsor. That gum. Always has that special teams unit in line.
He went to North Catholic.
Fist pumping down the sideline.
Got that little, like, what is the special teams call sheet? He's got, like, 18 fake punts on there or whatever when they show him holding something. Can't be that many.
Here's Dave. This one's in Colorado. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, man.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
All right, fantastic. So I've got a question for you. It always seemed to me that, you know, that Tomlin created his own job security, that he was both a arsonist and a firefighter, right?
I like that.
He had a lot of control.
I like that. He would dig his own hole, and then he would climb out of it successfully.
And he would climb out, and people would be like, oh, my God, what a coach he was, right? And that led to a lot of his mediocre seasons. So I'll keep this call brief, but I think I would like to hear your guys' thoughts on that. And also on why the hell do the Steelers organization have so much continuity and put such a pride in continuity when today's velocity of winning is so much faster?
I'll answer the last part first. Also, isn't Arsonist, who's also a firefighter, the plot of the movie Backdraft? Anyway.
Never seen it.
That's pretty good. I think that the Steelers have just made it their calling card. They've decided this is our thing. Every team probably has something to that effect, like just a chant that a team does or fans do. And the Steelers as an organization, I think, just hitch their wagons to, we are the franchise that doesn't fire coaches. Mm-hmm. We are the franchise that doesn't like look at around at the NFL and see the trends of instant gratification. We take the long, slow, steady approach. It sounds like a mutual fund commercial when you put it in those terms.
Yeah.
But I think where they have gotten blinded is, I think Art Rooney II especially has decided that just that ethos matters more than the results that it generates. When you're winning multiple playoff games, it seems like almost every year, like for the most part, Cowher did with one bad blip in the late 90s, that approach looks good. When you haven't won a playoff game now and haven't been competitive in one for almost a full decade, that approach just had become completely untenable and out of whack with the rest of the NFL. So that's how I look at it. And maybe it took a team, by the way, I said this so many times in the lead-up, I said the Texans are the team that the Steelers wish and want to be, that Mike probably wishes he had all these great players on defense and a good enough offense. Maybe it took getting humiliated in their own building by, like, the aspirational version of themselves to see, like, oh my God, like, this isn't Mahomes or Josh Allen or prime, like, healthy Lamar Jackson rolling all over us. This is C.J. Stroud, like, barfing on himself, and it's still a rout. Maybe that woke them up. Maybe it shook them from it a little bit. Or maybe that was just the more likely, the final nail.
Well, not for Art, for Mike. I mean, I don't think Art had, maybe, I don't think Art came to his
maybe
senses.
Maybe Mike looks at how many great draft picks are on that team. Will Anderson was a top three pick. You know, Stroud obviously was the pick right before him. They have all sorts of talent laden all over that defense and just looked at it and said, I can't build this back up. I don't have either the patience, the time, or whatever.
So I'm going to get out now.
Yes.
And I'm going to wait until I find a team that's more
I think
turnkey
he's got one
to
year.
Win a championship.
I think he's got 1 year because I don't think if he sits around on the shelf for like, I know other coaches can and get like looks. If he's out for 2 years, if he's out for 3 years not coaching, at what point do you reach critical mass of teams are just like, you know what, we don't need to bring him back in. He'll be 56, whatever.
No, I still think he'll have, I think Cowher did, but Cowher was younger. I mean, Cowher still had opportunities, I feel like, 4 or 5 years after he retired. But it's also a different game now. You know, maybe you aren't all that far off because how many teams are going to want to give Mike the power that he had here? I don't think a lot. Like, he might be in for a rude awakening with that. Like, that's part of this decision that's surprising to me. You know, like, I guess there's a situation exists where a team fires its coach and fires its GM, and he gets to pick the GM who he puts in place who pretty much answers to him. But I don't think there's going to be a lot of teams with a GM who wants to be involved in roster moves, and that's his job, who wants to hire Mike to then come in and then boss him around and tell him which moves to make.
NFL's a copycat league,
which is what Mike's going to want to do.
It's what Harbaugh wants to do right now.
Yep.
Okay, copycat league. Eagles are the defending champs. They're obviously out, but that's a strong GM environment.
Yeah, I don't think Howie Roseman wants to hire Mike Tomlin to tell him
which players to draft.
I also
think Howie Roseman would just laugh at the thought of that. He'd say, proof's in the pudding.
Unless Mike changes with his new team and just accepts a different role.
I think the change would have to be like codified in writing. How about, like, we know Andy Reid, a lot of clout. Brett Veach still does a lot there. The Rams, less need. Like, my point is, when people know the name of the GM of a team pretty well, that suggests to me that that GM has real power. All the teams that have been winning a lot lately, for the most part, I would say, can you name a single one where the head coach has, like, an enormous amount of personnel, say, where it's, like, out there and codified? The last guy who
Belichick
did got, dumped on his ass, and now he's coaching a mid-tier ACC program.
And dating a woman that's young enough to be a
student. He's going to adult cheerleading competitions.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
No, I mean, I'm not going to make any emotional decisions. Disappointed, you know, obviously, it's such a fun year. You know, a lot of adversity, but a lot of fun. Been a great year, you know, overall in my life in the last year. And this is, you know, a really good part of that, coming here and being a part of this team. So it's disappointing to be sitting here with the season over.
Yeah, you watched Mike Tomlin coach the Steelers for the final time last night. Shockingly, we found out a few hours ago live on the air here. And that's Aaron Rodgers, who will not play football for the Steelers next year now that the guy who brought him to the Steelers is gone. So a new coach, a new quarterback, a new era, a new day and age in Steelers football, which I know I've been clamoring for a long time. Yes, it's fun to be in the hunt or somewhat relevant and have meaningful games that count in the standings and are for playoff spots and division titles and things like that, but when the season ends with such a thud every year,
I just want
non-competitive playoff games. Exactly.
I just want something different, and I've said that knowing full well that might mean a lot worse, even for several seasons. I just want something different.
It was time, and I am ecstatic that Mike Tomlin apparently came to that conclusion on his own. Let's go to Rob and get his thoughts on Tomlin stepping down. Hello, Rob.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're good. Really good.
Couple points from last night's game. I was there in person. The crowd was electric until the fourth quarter, no doubt about it. And seeing the events transpiring in the fourth quarter just shows the reality of this team. They fall on their face late. They let the game go, and it was just it was an empty atmosphere after the Texans blew it up. Now my second point is, I think it's kind of crazy. Excuse me.
Bless you.
That we're talking about Malik Willis here.
Well, that conversation I think might be done. And thanks, Rob. I mean, I think a lot of that was probably fueled by the belief that Tomlin was a fan. And who knows? Maybe we'll find out, or Tomlin will give his own version of what happened here if he goes into the media and gets asked questions and feels like it's in his best interest as a media personality to give honest answers. Maybe he'll like peel back the curtain and blame other people for picking Kenny Pickett and not Malik Willis. But I always felt like that was like a Tomlin, you know, a Tomlin marriage. Mike likes the mobile quarterback. Mike likes him out of college. They don't have a quarterback next year if Rodgers retires or doesn't want to play here. And Malik Willis is the best of all the free agent quarterbacks. That could happen still, but I don't know. I mean, to me, that
they
seems
hire
like
an offensive head coach, Pony, who can like get the most out of it and has a reputation as a good schemer.
Yeah, that's not that bad of an idea.
I would really like that, because then you can dream a little bit on what Willis could be, because you've seen it in spurts and flashes with Green Bay.
With all due respect, Rob, we appreciate you calling in, and you know, sorry that you had to drive back and forth from Altoona and watch that crap game last night, and maybe go to work bleary eyed and sleep deprived. But I'm not really thinking about Malik Willis and whether or not he's going to be a good or bad quarterback for the Steelers right now. 3.5 hours ago, the Steelers got rid of a coach who had been here for 18 years. Well, the Steelers didn't get rid of him 19 years, and he made the decision on his own. But still, like, this is like a Pope stepping down or a Supreme Court justice retiring.
He predated the iPhone. Mike Tomlin was hired 5 months before the first iPhone was released.
And the Steelers haven't won a playoff game since TikTok was invented?
Is that one true?
I think I saw that on social media last night.
Barack Obama was still the president, technically, the last time they won a playoff game. Trump was inaugurated 5 days later.
Here's Jules on the fan. Hello, Jules.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I have, as far as Tomlin goes, I have these oddly conflicting emotions with him being gone.
Okay.
I wanted him gone the moment that Tim Tebow threw for 300 yards against him and beat him in the playoffs. I wanted him gone that night. But it's weird because it's like, It's like, you know, when you have you have this ex-girlfriend that cheats on you and you break up with her and you know it's good for you, but then you see her again, you're out, you see her again, you have these kind of like weird emotions.
Okay.
That's kind of like how I feel about him. I'm glad he's gone. I want him gone forever, but it's kind of like, it's going to be weird without him around, you know, 19 years.
Well, that part's true. I mean, like for us, like you knew what to expect with Tomlin as the coach. You knew he was going to talk on Tuesday. You knew he was going to give you stuff to talk about. You knew if the Steelers won the game on Sunday, there'd be fans who would come out of the woodwork to get to praise him. You'd have fans that would still dump on him because they were done with him. If they lost, all hell would break loose. Like, but that also kind of got old. I mean, it was repetitive. It was redundant.
It would be like going to the same. It would be like if a big artist was doing a stadium tour, a musician, and you went to every stop, and they played the exact same show every night. They never changed the set list. They never changed the final number. The banter with the crowd was always the same, except the city got changed.
Yeah, and
it would feel like that.
And if that band's the Rolling Stones, okay, that's one
thing. But eventually you can get tired of hearing Gimme Shelter over and over and over again, man.
Yeah, I'd like to see how it feels for it to get old to go to Super Bowls and stuff like that, but we're talking about just making the playoffs.
The Steelers were a monolith. At the start, it was for good reasons, and then they became like the bad kind of NFL monolith. And I am just really excited to see something that is different, to hear something that's different. Even the Mike Tomlin presser used to be a novel thing. Wow, this guy talks a lot differently than Bill Cowher. He speaks like in a very interesting manner. By the end of it, for the last, 10 years?
Yeah.
It had devolved into just an Inception-like cliche fest.
Here is Sid on the Fan. Hello, Sid.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Sad to see him go. Part of me is sad, but I'm happy about it because it is time for a change. Something that I think doesn't get talked enough about to talk about ego and stuff like that, but was just calling his shots and then not delivering, such as, Tony, I'll give you a shout out. You were the only Pittsburgh sports guy that called the Jags loss in 2017 when he, after the Patriots loss, said that we're going to see them again. Never saw them again. This season, he says the defense is going to do historic things. They don't do historic things. Just that part irks me as a Steelers fan, as a Pittsburgh person. I feel like that's just not a Pittsburgh thing to do stuff like that.
Well, the last thing you want to do, thanks, Sid, is you don't want to oversell and way underdeliver. And when he, whether he calls the plays or not, he doesn't, okay? So Terrell Austin technically calls every play in from him to the linebacker's helmet. But we know that that's his baby, that the schemes, the philosophies, the big plays, he'll even pipe in and say, this is what we're going to do. And then to finish this year in the bottom half of the league in points allowed, 26th in total yards, bottom five in passing yards. Last night, okay, it was 7-6 for three quarters. And yeah, there were two defensive touchdowns, but you let Christian Kirk and Woody Marks beat you. And I don't think you beat their quarterback. I think their quarterback just urinated down his leg and for whatever reason was rattled last night. I mean, it was just they had over 400 yards. Remember how long the Steelers went offensively without a 400-yard game because Tomlin hired Matt Canada and how much we would reference that stat? The Texans went over that last night with an offense that every Steelers insider and every Steelers fan called in throughout the week and said, the Texans' offense stinks. It's worse than the Steelers.
They rolled them. Their offensive line dominated them. Woody Marks went for 100-plus. Nick Chubb was breaking off good runs.
And Chris, you know what? Like, now it's obviously like such a tertiary point. I honestly felt watching that game last night, their defense getting run over, it hit me like I do not think they'd be getting their asses kicked like this if they had rested the Ravens game and like their big name guys had a chance to recharge their batteries instead of playing a 60-minute game that came down to the last second where they basically had to pour their heart and soul and every ounce of energy that they had into that game.
Maybe.
And they played a pedestrian offensive line and they let a fourth-round running back in Nick Chubb, who I thought was basically, you know, in football's elephant graveyard, come in and basically shove it up their rear end for 60 minutes.
I mean, I know you're saying that to say if he had just handled his business against the Browns, but
yes.
I think this is more damning. I don't think it would have mattered. I think that's how deficient their roster
was. Their defense,
was.
You're right about. They were not going to score on that defense.
And ultimately, you're not going to score on that defense for a lot of reasons, but because Aaron Rodgers simply wasn't good enough to score on that defense. And who brought him in?
Mike, which now in the end is another shot against him because he's another quarterback.
Well, it didn't change anything. They won 10 games and they got ultimately blown out worse in the first round of the playoffs than they did with Russell Wilson.
Noah's next. Hello, Noah.
Oh, I'm on?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. All right. Longtime listener. First time caller. I'm usually listening back in New York to your boy Gio. I can't believe it happened. I've been on the fire Tomlin since the devastating loss to the Jags in the playoffs way back when. I was there last night. A pivotal moment for me is when we were lucky enough to get Brian Flores on the staff as a linebacking coach.
Yep.
They should elevate him to be the DC. They didn't because Tomlin could never let go, and he had to have full control of the team. He goes to the Vikings. Look at the defense they had, one of the most difficult defenses to decipher in the entire NFL. But he's gone. Thank God. I never thought this day would happen. I'm shaking. God bless America. God bless Blue Chew and go Steelers, baby.
I did not expect that to end the way that it did.
Yeah, I'm happy it did.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.